Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
6 days before the Jewish Passover, Jesus and the disciples came to Jerusalem. At the Passover meal, Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, giving them an example to follow. Then he opened his heart and talked with them. So important was it that John recorded it explicitly. You'll find it in the gospel that bears his name, chapter 13. In this discourse, Jesus said candidly, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Don't let your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Knowing that his time was short, he gave them a legacy of peace. What a legacy! There are some who are tremendously successful and acquire millions. They have real estate, stock companies, yachts, and airplanes, and they leave behind a legacy of a lot. Yet all the money in the world cannot buy what Jesus left to his own, peace. Jesus emphasized my peace and contrasted it with the kind that the world offers. Read history and you discover that peace treaties last not much longer than it takes for the ink to dry on them. Every treaty that has ever been made has eventually been broken, but the legacy of peace that Jesus gives endures forever. For a moment, think about the one who spoke those words. If those who were with Jesus who recorded his words are accurate in their descriptions, Jesus was the picture of tranquility, even though he knew the storm was about to break. The day before Jesus met with the disciples, he had driven the money changers out of the temple. He made enemies who wanted to kill him. He also knew that the disciples would flee in the face of danger and confrontation. Peter boasts, "I'll never leave you, Lord." But Jesus said, "Peter, before the cock crows, you will deny me 3 times. He also knew that Judas was ready to betray him. The opposite of peace is panic. Yet Jesus was steadfast and resolute. At that Passover table were the 12 who had walked with him for 3 years. Yet I believe Jesus looked beyond those who sat at the table. He saw the young couple whose child would be born with Down syndrome, who would never quite be like other children. He saw the husband whose wife would die in the doctor's office following a simple routine procedure, leaving behind 3 small children. He saw the couple whose life savings would be wiped out, the result of buying a stock that had become worthless. Yes, he saw the families of those who were killed ruthlessly and without cause by terrorists. And he stands with arms outstretched today, with the same message to his own. "My peace," he says, "I give to you." As we think of the future, if there is one answered prayer that I might have, it would be for God to give our troubled world lasting peace, and for you, as his child, to know that peace, the kind which Scripture describes as going beyond human understanding. A closing thought. Should you be contacted by a lawyer and informed that an unknown relative had left you a lot of money, how would you feel? In the upper room, Jesus gave you a legacy of peace. Find out about it. It's the answer to your troubled heart, the answer to the storms that threaten you today.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.